We live in a time when negativity is spread as if it were a public service message, and there are proper messengers of it who do so as if it were their moral duty. Inevitably, these people will enter your life. The problem is that we will not know how harmful they are until they enter our lives and cause permanent damage, leaving a scar that will stay with us for the rest of our lives. Some people lift us up, inspire us, and make us better versions of ourselves, while others can drag us down, drain our energy, and hinder our personal growth. The wisdom of Stoicism, an ancient Greek philosophy, provides us with invaluable insights on how to navigate these social encounters and make decisions that are in alignment with our values and aspirations. In this video, we will delve deep into the teachings of Stoicism to understand why it is important to always say no to certain types of people and how this practice can help us lead a more virtuous and fulfilling life. Stoicism, with its timeless principles and practical philosophy, offers us a roadmap to live in harmony with the world around us. It teaches us how to be resilient in the face of adversity, find peace in the midst of chaos, and most importantly, choose our associations wisely. The Stoic philosophers, such as Seneca, Epictetus, and Marcus Aurelius, have left behind a legacy of wisdom that still holds great relevance today. We will explore 9 distinct types of people whom Stoicism encourages us to be cautious about, or even say no to, when necessary. Each of these archetypes presents a unique set of challenges and pitfalls that can hinder our pursuit of eudaimonia, the ancient Greek concept of living a flourishing and fulfilled life. The lessons derived from Stoicism will empower us to make informed decisions about the relationships we nurture and the ones we must avoid. 1. The negative naysayer. Stoicism teaches us the importance of maintaining a positive and rational mindset in the face of life's challenges. The negative naysayer, however, thrives on pessimism and cynicism. They see problems where others see opportunities and often seek to drag others down into their pit of negativity. Epictetus, a prominent Stoic philosopher, advised us to focus on what we can control and let go of what is beyond our control. The negative naysayer constantly dwells on external circumstances and setbacks, rather than focusing on their own reactions and choices. It's essential to recognize that we have a choice in how we respond to negativity, and it often involves saying no to the influence of such individuals. Epictetus stated, "Some things are within our power, while others are not. Within our power are opinion, motivation, desire, aversion, and, in a word, whatever is of our own doing. Not within our power are our body, our property, reputation, office, and, in a word, whatever is not of our own doing." Saying no. It is crucial to distance yourself from the negative naysayer's constant barrage of pessimism. Stoicism encourages us to choose our reactions and not let external circumstances dictate our emotional state. Saying no to their negative influence allows you to maintain your inner peace and focus on what truly matters. 2. The drama magnet. Life is filled with challenges, but the drama magnet thrives on creating chaos and drama where there is none. They often draw others into their whirlwind of emotional turmoil and can be a drain on your mental and emotional resources. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of tranquility and inner peace. The drama magnet disrupts this peace with their constant need for attention and the emotional roller coaster they subject themselves and others to. Seneca, a Stoic philosopher, advised, "Life is very short and anxious for those who forget the past, neglect the present, and fear the future." Saying no. To maintain your tranquility and focus on what truly matters, it is crucial to limit your interactions with the drama magnet. Seneca's words remind us to live in the present moment and not get entangled in the unnecessary drama that these individuals often create. 3. The energy vampire. Energy is a precious resource that we must protect and replenish. The energy vampire, however, drains our vitality, leaving us exhausted and depleted. They often seek solace in complaining, criticizing, and draining the positivity from others. Stoicism teaches us to live in accordance with nature, recognizing that life is filled with both positive and negative experiences. The energy vampire often magnifies the negative aspects of life, disrupting our inner peace and harmony. Marcus Aurelius, a Stoic philosopher and Roman emperor, wrote, "The best revenge is to be unlike him who performed the injury." This wisdom reminds us that responding to negativity with positivity and resilience is the Stoic way. Saying no, to protect your energy and emotional well-being, it is essential to say no to the energy vampire's draining influence. By adhering to Stoic principles, you can respond to their negativity with empathy and resilience, rather than allowing them to drain your vitality. 4. The manipulator. The manipulator is a master of deceit and cunning. They often seek to control and manipulate others for their own gain, without regard for the well-being of those they influence. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of living with integrity and honesty. Living in accordance with nature, as Stoicism teaches, means living with virtue and integrity. The manipulator's actions often go against these Stoic principles, as they seek to exploit others for personal gain. Seneca stated, "The greatest remedy for anger is delay." This wisdom encourages us to respond to manipulative tactics with patience and rationality, rather than falling prey to their schemes. Saying no, to protect your integrity and well-being, it is essential to recognize and say no to the manipulator's tactics. Stoicism guides us to respond to manipulation with wisdom and rationality, rather than being drawn into their web of deceit. 5. The chronic complainer. Complaining is a common human habit, but the chronic complainer takes it to an extreme. They constantly find fault with the world and those around them, spreading negativity and discontent. Stoicism encourages us to focus on what is within our control, such as our attitudes and responses, rather than complaining about external circumstances. The chronic complainer often fixates on external events, creating unnecessary stress and frustration. Epictetus advised, "If you want to improve, be content to be thought foolish and stupid." This Stoic principle encourages us to focus on self-improvement rather than complaining about the shortcomings of others. Saying no, to protect your mental and emotional well-being, it is crucial to limit your interactions with the chronic complainer. Stoicism reminds us to focus on our own growth and self-improvement rather than getting entangled in constant complaints about the world. 6. The fair weather friend. Friendship is an essential aspect of human life, but not all friends are created equal. The fair weather friend is there only when times are good, but disappears when challenges arise. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of virtuous and dependable friendships. The fair weather friend falls short of these Stoic ideals, as they are unreliable and fair weather companions. Seneca wrote, "Friendship always benefits. Love sometimes injures." This wisdom encourages us to seek meaningful and dependable friendships, rather than clinging to relationships that bring us harm. Saying no, to cultivate healthy and meaningful relationships, it is essential to recognize and say no to the fair weather friend. In the realm of friendships, Stoicism values the virtue of constancy and mutual support. The fair weather friend often falls short of these Stoic ideals, as they abandon you when you need them most. The Stoic philosophers, such as Seneca, Epictetus, and Marcus Aurelius, frequently emphasized the importance of true and dependable friendships. Seneca wisely remarked, "One of the most beautiful qualities of true friendship is to understand and to be understood." This teaching reminds us that genuine friendships are built on understanding, empathy, and mutual support, not just in times of joy, but also during adversity. Saying no, to cultivate meaningful and steadfast friendships, it is essential to recognize and say no to fair weather friends. Stoicism encourages us to invest our time and energy in relationships that are built on trust, understanding, and support. By doing so, we ensure that our social connections are a source of strength and virtue. 7. The chronic critic. Criticism can be valuable when offered constructively, but the chronic critic takes it to an extreme by incessantly pointing out flaws and faults in others. They often undermine self-esteem and create a negative atmosphere. Stoicism reminds us to focus on what is within our control, such as our own virtues and character, rather than fixating on the shortcomings of others. The chronic critic often dwells on external flaws and criticizes incessantly, which disrupts our inner peace and harmony. Epictetus provided guidance in handling criticism by stating, "Don't explain your philosophy. Embody it." This Stoic principle encourages us to live our values and principles, rather than getting caught up in explaining ourselves to constant critics. Saying no. To protect your self-esteem and inner peace, it is crucial to limit your interactions with the chronic critic. Stoicism guides us to focus on living our values and principles, thereby embodying our philosophy and not being overly concerned with the criticism of others. 8. The jealous competitor. Healthy competition can drive personal growth and achievement, but the jealous competitor takes it to a negative extreme. They are driven by envy, often seeking to undermine the success and happiness of others. Stoicism encourages us to focus on our own progress and virtue, rather than becoming entangled in jealousy and envy. The jealous competitor often strays from these Stoic principles, as they prioritize the downfall of others over their own self-improvement. Marcus Aurelius reminded us of the futility of envy by saying, "How much time he gains who does not look to see what his neighbor says or does or thinks, but only at what he does himself to make it just and holy." This Stoic wisdom encourages us to direct our energy towards our own improvement rather than being consumed by jealousy. Saying no. To protect your own happiness and personal growth, it is essential to limit your interactions with the jealous competitor. Stoicism teaches us to focus on self-improvement and virtuous living, rather than becoming envious of the success of others. 9. The unwilling to learn. Life is an ever-evolving journey filled with opportunities for growth and learning. The unwilling to learn individual, however, resists personal development, and often remains stuck in their ways. Stoicism emphasizes the value of lifelong learning and personal growth. The unwilling to learn type contradicts these Stoic principles as they resist change and self-improvement. Epictetus encouraged a mindset of continuous learning by stating, "It is impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows." This Stoic teaching reminds us that true wisdom comes from recognizing our own limitations and being open to new knowledge. Saying no. To foster your own growth and wisdom, it is crucial to limit your interactions with those who are unwilling to learn. Stoicism encourages us to embrace the opportunity for personal development and to surround ourselves with individuals who share this commitment to self-improvement. Certainly, let's delve deeper into the profound wisdom of Stoicism and how it can help us navigate the complexities of human relationships while always saying no to these 9 types of people. The teachings of Stoicism offer a timeless framework for understanding and engaging with others in a way that aligns with our own values and personal growth. By practicing Stoic principles, we can transform our interactions with these challenging individuals into opportunities for self-improvement and virtue. Stoicism teaches us that our thoughts and reactions are within our control. When confronted with the negative naysayer, remember the Stoic concept of dichotomy of control, as articulated by Epictetus. This principle reminds us to focus our energy on things within our control, like our attitude and response to negativity, and not be bogged down by external circumstances beyond our influence. To deal with a negative naysayer, practice Stoic exercises, such as the view from above. Imagine observing the situation from a cosmic perspective, recognizing that this individual's negativity is a small blip in the grand scheme of the universe. This exercise can help you maintain a positive and rational mindset while dealing with their pessimism. The drama magnet often thrives on creating chaos and emotional turmoil. Stoicism teaches us to seek tranquility and inner peace by focusing on our own character and actions. When confronted with drama, remember that your inner peace should not be disturbed by external events. To deal with the drama magnet, you can practice the Stoic exercise of premeditatio malorum, which involves visualizing potential challenges and preparing your mind to face them with composure. This exercise will help you remain calm in the face of their emotional whirlwind. Stoicism encourages us to live in harmony with the world around us. When faced with the energy vampire, remember that you have control over your reactions. Instead of letting their negativity drain your energy, practice stoic self-discipline and remain steadfast in your own emotional well-being. Stoicism places a strong emphasis on living with integrity and honesty. When dealing with the manipulator, remember the stoic virtue of wisdom, which involves making decisions that are in accordance with our values and principles. To handle the manipulator's deceit, practice the stoic exercise of philosophical journaling. Write down your values and principles, and regularly reflect on whether your actions align with them. This practice will help you maintain your integrity when facing manipulative tactics. The chronic complainer often finds fault in external circumstances. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control, our own attitude and response to life's challenges. When dealing with constant complaints, remind yourself of the Stoic idea that our inner peace is not disturbed by external events. To manage interactions with the chronic complainer, practice the Stoic technique of negative visualization. Imagine situations that could be much worse than the one you are currently facing. This exercise can help you develop patience and resilience when confronted with their complaints. Stoicism places great value on meaningful and dependable friendships. When faced with a fair-weather friend, remember that Stoic friendships are built on trust, understanding, and mutual support. To navigate this relationship, which involves expanding your circle of concern to include others, it encourages empathy and understanding, even for those who may not reciprocate these qualities. This exercise will help you focus on developing meaningful relationships rather than clinging to fair-weather companions. The chronic critic can erode self-esteem through incessant criticism. Stoicism reminds us to focus on our virtues and character rather than fixating on the shortcomings of others. When facing criticism, remember that true wisdom comes from recognizing your own limitations and being open to personal growth. To handle the chronic critic, practice the Stoic principle of internalizing the dichotomy of control. Recognize that you have control over your internal judgments and reactions, not over the criticism itself. This mindset shift can help you remain steadfast in your self-esteem when confronted with criticism. Stoicism encourages personal growth over jealousy and envy. When dealing with a jealous competitor, remember the Stoic teaching that true happiness comes from focusing on your own progress and virtue, rather than comparing yourself to others. To manage interactions with the jealous competitor, practice the view from above. Imagine observing the situation from a cosmic perspective and realize that the success of others doesn't diminish your own achievements. This exercise will help you remain focused on self-improvement rather than being consumed by envy. Stoicism places a strong emphasis on lifelong learning and personal growth. When confronted with the unwilling to learn individual, remember that your commitment to self-improvement is aligned with Stoic principles. To handle interactions with the unwilling to learn, practice the Stoic virtue of wisdom. Embrace opportunities for personal development and self-improvement. By continuing your quest for knowledge and growth, you can inspire others to do the same. Certainly, let's further explore the practical application of Stoic philosophy when dealing with challenging individuals. By continuing to say no to these 9 types of people, you can cultivate a Stoic mindset that promotes personal growth, resilience, and inner peace. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control. When interacting with the negative naysayer, remember the Stoic principle that your thoughts and reactions are within your control. You have the power to choose how you respond to their pessimism, which can help you maintain a positive and rational mindset. Additionally, practice the Stoic exercise of the art of acquiescence. This exercise involves acknowledging external events without resisting them, accepting that negativity exists, but not letting it disturb your inner peace. By embracing this practice, you can more effectively say no to the negative naysayer's influence. To deal with the drama magnet, practice Stoic mindfulness. This involves staying present in the moment and recognizing that external chaos does not have to disrupt your inner tranquility. by being fully aware of your reactions and choosing not to engage in unnecessary emotional turmoil, you can better handle their drama. The stoic exercise of self-scrutiny can also be beneficial. Regularly examine your own reactions and emotions in challenging situations, aiming to understand and improve your responses. This self-awareness can help you remain calm in the face of the drama magnate's emotional roller coaster. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of self-discipline and inner strength. When confronted with the energy vampire, practice stoic resilience by recognizing that you have control over your emotional energy. You can choose not to be drained by their negativity. The stoic principle of apatheia encourages emotional detachment from external events. By practicing apatheia, you can develop emotional resilience in the face of the energy vampire's draining influence. Remember that their negativity need not affect your inner tranquility. To maintain your integrity when dealing with the manipulator, practice stoic mindfulness. This involves being fully aware of your values and principles and aligning your actions with them. By regularly reflecting on your own moral compass, you can avoid being drawn into their web of deceit. The stoic exercise of self-examination can be particularly useful. This practice involves reflecting on your actions and choices to ensure they align with your moral values. By consistently applying self-examination, you can protect your integrity when confronted with manipulation. When interacting with the chronic complainer, remember the stoic principle that you have control over your attitude and response to life's challenges. You can choose to remain patient and resilient in the face of their complaints. The stoic exercise of negative visualization can help you develop patience and resilience. Visualize situations that are much worse than the one you are currently facing, reminding yourself that life's challenges could be far more severe. This practice can help you avoid getting entangled in their constant complaints. To cultivate meaningful and steadfast friendships while saying no to the fair-weather friend, practice the stoic virtue of wisdom. Wise friendships are built on trust, understanding, and mutual support. By choosing friends who embody these virtues, you can surround yourself with dependable companions. To maintain your self-esteem in the face of the chronic critic, remember that true wisdom comes from recognizing your own limitations and being open to personal growth. You have control over your internal judgments and reactions, even when subjected to constant criticism. The stoic exercise of negative visualization can help you develop resilience when faced with criticism. Imagine more severe situations and consider that criticism is a relatively mild challenge in the grand scheme of life. By practicing this exercise, you can remain steadfast in your self-esteem. When dealing with a jealous competitor, focus on your own progress and virtue rather than being consumed by envy. You have control over your own path to personal growth, which is far more valuable than comparing yourself to others. The stoic exercise of the view from above can help you maintain your focus on self-improvement. Imagine observing the situation from a cosmic perspective, realizing that the success of others does not diminish your own achievements. By adopting this cosmic viewpoint, you can remain centered on your path to personal growth. To embrace lifelong learning and personal growth while interacting with the unwilling to learn, practice the stoic virtue of wisdom. Be open to opportunities for self-improvement and continue your quest for knowledge. The stoic exercise of philosophical journaling can be beneficial in this context. Regularly write down your values and principles and reflect on whether your actions align with them. By engaging in this practice, you can inspire others to embrace personal growth and learning.